This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good time, Charlie, over here. Hump day. Thanks for joining us.
I'm good time, Charlie.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's you.
All right.
Yeah, good time, Charlie. God, you're making this day so fun. Vinny and I just had a whole conversation about, you know, brown sugar bacon. I mean, who knew it was such an amazing thing?
Mm-hmm.
Vinny's like, I did not want to like that.
Well, because bacon is already a fairly sweet meat as it is.
Oh, sweet
it doesn't
meat.
Need
it sweet meat.
Any kind of sugars added to it.
And somehow it's made better with a crackling coating
of... piece of bacon like it was the last thing I'm ever going
to
eat.
Dude, one piece? That's all you ate?
One.
Oh, lucky you.
I'm done.
Yeah,
but you know what? I had six donut holes.
I had two.
I had a bunch of the donut holes, too.
And I had three egg brownies.
Oh, goodness. I did like the egg brownie.
Also I'm fueled up for surf. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I don't
need
to eat anything.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay sent me what she made us. Cheesy egg bites with pepper jack, shallot, and spinach, candied bacon, fruit, donut whole kebabs, fruit parfaits, whipped honey lemon ricotta tarts with blueberry and
those
trail
were good
mix.
Too.
Those were unreal.
Mm-hmm. The Frosted Files is where you can find Lindsay. And look at all the pictures she posts.
For the record, Lindsay, it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to give away the fruit parfaits.
No. Oh, nobody. Well, she's got so many other good things.
I'm taking one home.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to load up.
I think it'll, as soon as the bacon's gone, I think that'll change the.
Yes.
the dynamic
keeps stopping by for the bacon again. Even Michael Martin was like, ooh, bacon.
Did right. he eat some bacon?
Oh, hell yeah. He's like, what is on this? I'm like, nothing but goodness. So let's get to the news, shall we?
Actually, before we do that, let's give away some Bottle Rock tickets.
Oh, my God, that's right. Everyone wants
Bottle Rock tickets.
Bottle Rock! I knew there must be something here.
Yes.
All right. Right now, if you're calling number 97-800-400-3697, you get a pair of sold-out three-day passes to Bottle Rock Napa Valley, May 22nd through the 24th, 2020, with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dave Matthews Band, Stevie Nicks, Miley Cyrus, and a million more performers. The Bottle Rock daily lineup is going to be announced today at 9 o'clock. Did you get it sent to
you? I still haven't got it sent to me.
Oh, my God. There's like 20 minutes left.
I'm sure Michelle's waiting for it.
Michelle!
That's
her
fault.
So the three-day tickets sold out really quickly yesterday. They went on sale yesterday at 10 a.m. and they're gone. But the daily, the single-day tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. BottleRockNapaValley.com. And we'll tell you the whole lineup. You can pick your days coming up at 9 o'clock. Hopefully, that is our plan.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Organic Coup.
Oh!
Wear your Niners gear this Friday at any Organic Coup restaurant and get 15% off your purchase. Make sure you stop by the Organic Coup at Levi's Stadium on Saturday for the best chicken sandwich in America.
Go Niners! Go Niners!
Niners play the Vikings in the playoffs this Saturday, 1 o'clock-ish. Here at home.
And it turns out it's the first playoff game ever played at the stadium.
Yeah, I guess.
Surprising, huh? Yeah.
It is surprising because the timing of Harbaugh's success was somewhere in there, but apparently it was right before the move. All right. You say. I don't know.
Yeah. Years are flying by.
Well, they're all blurring together,
every
right?
Every time I blink, it's 2028, 2039. What is this?
And don't blink.
I know. I got to stop blinking. Jesus.
President Donald Trump just finished speaking,
correct,
apparently. I do know that I am fingers crossed for de-escalation.
Yeah.
Like, let's back off this now. Let's, like, got it.
It's a disturbing trend, the starting of a war in the final year of your first term. Let's stop with that, shall we?
So, anyway, I didn't get to hear it, and I'm not going to play it for you, but he did just speak, so if that's something you're interested in, then read your newspaper.
Didn't last too long, 12 minutes or so.
Yeah, he basically read a statement, very monotone reading voice.
Yeah, totally.
Aliens.
Oh, my God, tell me all about them.
Let me ask you real quick for the record,
all right,
if I may.
Yeah.
Do aliens exist?
Well, they exist, but they're not called aliens when they're on their own planet, right? They're the indigenous peoples. I have strong feelings about aliens. I believe that in an infinite universe, it's impossible that there isn't other life. It's impossible. Has any of them gotten to a point where they can travel to another star system? Doubtful. Impossible? No. Do I think we've been visited? I don't. I'd like to think that. I think it'd be great, but I don't think so.
Dr. Helen Sharman,
Helen
the first
Sharman.
British astronaut to go into space, claims there's no two ways. Aliens exist. And she believes they're probably already on Earth.
Oh, well, that's exciting. I know that lady. She was the first. She wasn't just the first British woman in space. She was the first British person in space.
There's so many billions of stars out there in the universe that there must be all sorts of different forms of life.
I love her. See, we're aligned. She's great.
Although aliens might not be made up of carbon and nitrogen like humans, it's possible they're right here now and we simply can't see them. Okay, well...
Oh, so she's saying invisible aliens.
Yeah, I mean, if you're telling me I need a microscope to see the aliens that have visited us, then that isn't...
No, I want ones I can communicate with, learn the secrets of the universe, unlock the meaning of life, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
You know.
Possibly hook up with.
Sure, oh my God, I'm in.
Create a mixed... Yeah. Planet, baby.
Sure.
Intergalactic
interstellar
baby.
Racial baby.
Sure. Anyway, that's her finding. So I wanted to put that out there for the record.
You and
also,
do love me.
Also
that's,
let
that is
you...
proof. See, proof of life in the universe, proof that Vinny loves me. He does the alien story.
I told you I love you. You don't need proof. I've said to you I love you.
That's not, I need proof.
Oh, you
more
need proof.
Than words.
I showed you that, you know. You've seen all of me. What else do you need to know?
Thank you. It was a delight. Why are you sending me pictures of traffic cones? That's weird. What's happening?
1 in 5 people believe aliens are currently living on Earth. 1 in 5.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised. That seems like a very high number. I don't believe there are aliens. I believe strongly that there's life in this in the infinite universe, but not that there are any here.
People aged 18 to 24 are most likely to say they believe aliens are living here.
Well, I wish it.
People over 50 are least likely.
That's me. I don't believe it.
That they're here.
I just don't, you know, the trouble is the travel. Unless someone can get an FTL drive going. Or we can figure out a wormhole network. I mean, come on.
FTL?
Faster than light. You'd have to be able to go faster than light. To make it even worth it. I mean, the nearest star system is 4 light years.
Well, I was tripping out on Ad Astra.
Yeah.
While you're talking about stuff that goes right over my head. they're talking about how, the guy's dad traveled to, where was he? Not Pluto.
Uranus? Uranus?
No.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, anyway, he's out there, and I'm like, we can't get to these other planets in a reasonable period of time.
Oh, the Brad Pitt movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even Mars
and
the perfect orbit is over a year away.
Yeah, and it's closer than you think. Like, I didn't realize you could get to Saturn in 6 years.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, depending on where we are in our orbits, that's what it comes down to.
Well, I didn't even know that was that attainable. 6 years is not like you're going to lose so much of your life that it's not worth trying.
Right.
If you're an astronaut and you're young enough, you might say to yourself, that's totally worth spending my 20s in pursuit of.
Right.
Or
yes. Well, and you'd be aboard some kind of spacecraft and you'd have a daily routine, like you'd get into a life thing.
Right. But like, that would be what you're if you
but that's
have
just
it
here
in
the
head.
Solar system. Like if we just can't get going fast enough. And the deceleration times are enormous as well. Like it would take it's just. Oh, man, sci-fi's ruined me and made me love the universe.
All right. We're all hoarding too much crap.
Well, that's what they say.
The newest survey says.
That lady said when you're up in space, you realize how little you need. You don't need anything. The lady, the British astronaut lady we were just talking about.
Right.
It's one of the quotes from her.
Just
she's
a
like,
silver suit and you're good.
It's all you need the right temperature, food, water,
uh-huh.
Place to sleep. Boom. Get rid of all your stuff.
63. Well, yeah. I've had that. I do feel like, and especially because of radio, I've
moving around.
I've gotten, you know, rid of most things, and now I've been sort of letting stuff back into my life.
Right. The longer you live somewhere, the fuller the attic is.
Right. 63% of Americans say they have, quote, too much stuff.
Yeah.
37% say they have anxiety over the mess in their house.
Oh.
I absolutely think when we talk about the plastics and recycling, the amount of garbage trinkets, nonsense things that actually amount to zero.
Right.
There's no use for them in real life at all. Whether it's more plastic keychains or, you know, all these things where you just go, ah, it's just garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's garbage when it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
It's already junk.
Yep. I agree.
Made in China.
Yep.
Great.
Boom.
There's a factory cranking these out and spewing them into the world, and nobody needs these.
Nope. It ought to be a crime.
Well, but it's, that's where you go. And then you just get through Christmas and you realize you got 10 things that were like that. As a present.
Right. And some of the packaging, even that hard, that what do they call it, clamshell packaging?
Yeah. The packaging is what kills me, especially when we get stuff delivered here. You know, we'll get a big box, big old box, and then you open it up, and some tiny little
thing in the middle, like braced by all this.
Oh,
like,
I feel
reinforced.
Horrible about that.
We got a plastic slide at our house, this little plastic slide, which I was right when the missus brought it home. I'm like, oh, come on. More plastic crap? That's just going to... And she's like, you watch. This kid's going to love this thing. And sure enough, she wasn't wrong. Like, there's a piece of plastic that it's earning its keep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what you could have done is pulled an old piece of plywood out of the garage, leaned it up against the couch, and that kid could have slid down that all day.
Or slide her down the stairs like you did when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. Give her a burlap sack. She's all set.
I used to do that a lot. The stairs were one of the places I played as a kid.
Is the slide indoors or outdoors?
It's indoors. Mm-hmm. It's in the TV room.
One.
And it's a little teeny thing, but that kid is on it all day, every day.
I think you put a picture on Instagram of that.
I may have.
I feel like I have a memory of
like
that.
Like she's standing on the top of it. Like, well, if there's a way to hurt yourself, she's
going to
find it.
She watches TV standing on the top of the slide.
Oh,
and we sit there and look at her like, where's she going from here? And you find out that's the destination was to stand on the top of the slide.
She wants to be as tall as you guys.
Just that makes my hands nervous just talking about it.
It's only a foot off the ground. Don't worry, Uzi. Okay. Don't worry too much.
Well, it's higher than a foot.
Baby Hulk will be okay. Right.
She'll be fine.
Anyway, where was I? Oh,
we have
too much stuff.
Do you remember a couple years ago there was that report where the lady was trying to get everyone to only have 100 possessions?
Mm-hmm.
Like you had to go through and... Like, I think about that all the time. Like, I mean, I guess if you have only 100 possessions, you have to rent your house because you can't own the house. You can't really have furniture. Like, you really got to whittle it down. I don't know. Do you get to have just a spork and then a knife, you know, so you can use it for everything? Just seems like that would be a really interesting exercise. How many pairs of underpants can you squeeze into your 100 items, you know? I like it. We don't need much. You really don't.
Yeah.
And, like, the people who've recently gone through fires, you find out that... The things that really matter are the people around you.
Yeah.
It's not...
Socks and your underwear.
Well, replaceable.
I understand, but, you know, when you say I have to have my socks and underwear a part of the 100, I'm going to have probably more socks and underwear than...
Anything else.
Most stuff.
Right. Well, and then also, do I have to have a... Can I count washer and dryer? Like, I really... And then does the detergent count as one of the things? Like, there's just so many things we need in our lives.
All right. Forget all that we just said.
Yeah. Just keep all your
stuff. You need more stuff.
You need stuff.
A 41-year-old guy in northern Texas named Christopher Ragsdale was arrested on Sunday because he headbutted his girlfriend when she called him out for having incredibly stinky gas.
Mm.
Your farts are awful.
Oh, God.
And then he headbutted her.
He headbutted her.
He added injury to insult.
They were alone in a friend's living room when he let one rip and she said, God, dude.
At a friend's house he did this? There are some people who really just think, you know, look, I think fart jokes are funny, but they happen at my house with my immediate family. And it's not, I mean, I make it sound like it's constant, but it isn't. But I know people who will fart in front of rooms of people and they make a joke out of it. And I'm like, that's just not, please don't. Especially if they smell. Oh my God, what are you doing?
So she called him out.
That's
for a stinky butt. This is him.
Tell me what he looks like.
You tell me what he looks like.
Angry.
Oh, well, he looks like a wizard. He looks like Dave Navarro's ugly cousin.
Yeah.
He's got a look going, that's for sure.
Did they wrap him in this at the jail, or is that an actual cape he has on backwards?
Maybe he didn't have a shirt on and they wanted to cover him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, he's got long, luxurious locks and a bit of a scowl on his face, like he's trying to cast a really mean spell on you. He's got like a little sort of from the nostrils down mustache and maybe a little hair on his chin. It's hard to tell. It's black and white. Yeah.
Hold that up to the camera.
I'll hold it up for a while.
After he farted and his girlfriend called him out on it, he attacked her. So on top of the headbutt, there was some choking.
Oh.
Their friend ran into the room, and so the girlfriend wasn't seriously hurt. And the friend called 911 on this dude.
I mean, he was probably like, great, this guy's finally giving me an excuse to get him out of here.
Yeah, well.
This guy's just weird. He's always mumbling spells under his breath. And let's get that. Whatever. I mean, look at him. Honestly, who does he think he is? Alistair Crawley?
He looks scary, though.
He does look scary. Well, but not scary in a physical way. More like, you know, he's using his mind powers on you. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. That takes
here
you right to the looking glass.
Five positive things that for the environment that happened in 2019.
Okay.
So, yes, we just got done talking about plastic. It's awful.
And the fires in Australia.
Sure. A bunch of countries planted a whole lot of trees in 2019. India planted 220 million in one day.
Oh, my God.
Ethiopia topped that with 350 million trees planted.
Where'd they get all these trees?
Canada I don't know. That's not in the story. What do you mean?
This is bizarre.
Canada promised to plant 2 billion by 2030.
Well, Canada's got tons of trees anyway. No one's blaming pointing the finger at Canada for stuff.
And a tech company is going to plant another billion using drones.
Wow, drones.
Tree planting, everybody.
Goodness.
The humpback whale population boomed. A century ago, there were only 450 left because of whaling. But a new study found that it's way back up over 25,000 again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
That is actually
whales are
incredible
the most beautiful beings.
Peaceful.
Huge and peaceful. Mm. Right. I mean, killer whales will rip you in half.
Not
but the other ones.
Closer to a dolphin or
right.
a shark.
Mm-hmm. A teenager came up with a new way to remove microplastics from the water supply. 18-year-old Fionn Fiera won Google's 2019 Science Fair after tests showed his method was 87% effective. He got $50,000 to keep working on his idea.
Oh, that's great.
To get rid of the microplastics.
They went out there, I don't know if it was this kid's thing, but they went out there and tried to apply something to the Pacific Gyre or one of them, and it didn't work. Like, there was a failure of some kind.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch Cleanup got underway. That was last year. And again, a teenager was involved. Back in 2012, a 19-year-old engineering student came up with a way to collect it. And they have started recycling the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
Yeah, get rid of that. That's so disheartening. There's a patch of garbage floating around out there.
I know.
And lastly, scientists in Mexico created a new type of plastic that's biodegradable. It's made from cactus, and it breaks down in the soil after about 1 month.
Yeah, we heard about that. I think you reported that.
Boom!
Boom.
Some good things for the environment.
Well, keep them coming, because time is ticking.
Right. I'll read the text after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.